thrilled to be joined in studio by Dr. Scott Davis from Baptist Health Heart Institute. Oh, and Christina LeCure's here too.
Trust me, he is much higher on the list than myself.
That's not true.
You know what? We have an opening for a few spots if you want to just come sit in for a day.
I'd love to.
You know more about sports than most of the people I've worked with over the years. So
I have an annoyingly high level of pop culture reference.
You really
just
do.
Just ask my wife.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have anything else important
to do. Shut up about
do.
All that, will you?
This segment is brought to you in part by Ideal Feet, where I will be tomorrow, and I want you to come by and... This is all weather permitting. As far as I know, we're going to be there tomorrow. I have not heard of any changes, so I assume it's all good. And we're talking about it being Heart Health Month.
Yep.
And it's also Foot Health Month, as far as I'm concerned. Show your feet some love, will you? You know, you're on your feet all day, Doc. You're running around. Me, look, I'm fat and lazy, and I have a desk job. But you know what? It's still nice to have Ideal Feet inserts. I play basketball, work out. It's great to have them. Truly a life changer for me. Used to play basketball, be sore for days afterwards.
I bet I walk 5 miles a day
at
the hospital, well, and it's important.
If you don't have these inserts in your shoes, if you need them, I'm telling you, it is a life changer. I just sort of assume, well, that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to have sore knees. I'm old, and that's the way it goes. No, wrong. Ideal Feet is a game changer for real, and they have all kinds of things that go along with it. They have 200 different styles of inserts, but they also have shoes and socks. It's a one-stop shop, so get yourself hooked up. I will be there tomorrow. It's a quick process. Pop in and come see us. It is I-430 and Rodney Parham in Little Rock, right behind the Chili's. I promise you it will be a difference maker. I get people that call me about once a week. I get a call, and they're like, seriously, about this Ideal Feet thing. I'm like, seriously. I've literally been halfway to work, turned around, and gone back and got my Ideal Feet answer. That's how much they mean to me. True story.
Wow.
I feel naked without them, and nobody wants to see that. So you need to come over and see me tomorrow, or go by and see them at your leisure. They are right there, again, conveniently located, I-430 and Rodney Parham. So what are we talking about?
Well, Heart Health Awareness. Say that three times.
Exactly.
Heart
I can't even say it
awareness.
Once.
Yeah. You know, we often focus on the male aspect of coronary disease, but, you know, more women will die from coronary disease than disease processes 2 through 5 combined. And so I say often that, you know, it's wonderful the emphasis that we have, say, for breast cancer awareness, you know, Susan Komen Foundation. But... you know, more women will die from coronary disease than will die from breast cancer. So the key is the awareness piece and the owning it piece and to understand what your risk factors are. If you have high blood pressure, let's get it down. Find out what your cholesterol is. Before you embark on some kind of, I'm going to get in shape in 15 minutes, aerobic program, go talk to your primary care doctor. Come talk to me about it. And let's at least put you on a treadmill to do some kind of formalized evaluation before you decide you're going to, you know, drop 30 pounds on an elliptical. And so with all that, that said, then, the messaging piece is simply this. Half of all first-time presenters for coronary disease is in the form of a heart attack. In other words, half of all people who show up for the first time with a diagnosis of coronary artery problems is in the form of a heart attack. So if I need to do a better job on my side as far as identifying where risk is for people and getting a message out. Look, it's not an old person's disease. It doesn't happen to males. It doesn't just happen to diabetic smokers. Now, granted, those are increased risks, and we need to identify it, but, you know, and the other key piece is you don't, you know, when you lower your blood pressure, when you lower your cholesterol, you may not necessarily feel better, but you're going to live longer. So that's the hard challenge sometimes is to get people to go check their blood pressure because, you know, when your blood pressure goes from 160 to 130, you don't walk around going, boy, I feel a lot better. But we've got chapter after chapter of research
it's
to show.
It's so easy to do, though. You could just go to the local Kroger or Walmart or whatever it is and just stick your hand in the machine and
now
take 2 seconds.
And that's right. And the upside of that is that there's with more and more awareness, then there's better access. And so whether it's through your HR department at where you work or you want to go to a church screening that may have on a Saturday or, you know, something that Baptists will do.
I got a text here from David Basil who says, do women have so much trouble with their heart disease because they have smaller brains?
Of course David Basil wrote that.
He didn't actually say that, but it sounds like something he would say.
It sounds like something he would say, and the answer is no, David. That's false.
Thank goodness. That's good news. What about... the easiest thing I think for me is the heart healthy food. What are things that we need to be seeking out and going after?
You know, it's the Mediterranean diet. I mean, people ask all the time. You know, what should I go? Should I get a book? And if you were to go to you know Barnes and Noble, get the South Beach diet. I mean that's it. Where it's look, it begins.
I didn't
and ends.
Know South Beach was in the Mediterranean. Confusing me.
not until LeBron took his talents there did I know it had a diet.
That's exactly right.
but it is important to understand it begins and ends with carbohydrates and how that affects your insulin levels. And so when we tend to embrace the Southern fried diet, and look, I'm not going to lie to you, it's like Emeril Lagasse said, I mean, pork fat does taste good. Mm-hmm. But you've got to put that in moderation up against fruits and vegetables, high fiber, complex sugars, not simple sugars, but so that you can keep your insulin levels even. And when you get into the yo-yo phenomenon with all the guilt foods and all the comfort foods, that's what causes your insulin levels to just bounce up and down and up and down. And that makes controlling weight and being heart healthy more of a challenge. And so, you know, the first thing to do, though, you know, is to get together with your doc, come see us at Baptist, and then let's map out a plan together. Let's look at an aerobic program. Let's look at a diet plan. Let's kind of map that out so you can, you know, take some good steps.
You probably have people who look healthy that have issues with their hearts all the time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, and that's the whole thing. I mean, there is a paradox in it, in that, you know, skinny people get heart disease, right? And so, and you can't pick your parents. I mean, the example I always use is my father. I mean, he's a marathon runner. He's run a kajillion marathons, and he had bypass surgery six years ago. Now, granted, his cholesterol is really out of whack, but, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, it's not so much, hey, look, you know, I'm going to get it anyway attitude. It's, you know, despite the fact that I'm doing some heart healthy things, there's some other areas that I don't need to overlook either, mm-hmm. like keeping your cholesterol down. And sometimes it requires medicine.
Let me get Danny and Sherwood in here real quick. Danny, go ahead, buddy.
Just real quickly, a couple of Barkley quotes, which you probably already know, but he threw a guy out of a four-story window, went in front of the judge, and the judge said, how do you plead? He said, guilty. And he said, well, do you have any regrets? He said, yeah, that I wasn't on the fifth floor. And then they asked him. Now, remember when Kenny Smith, I believe you mentioned this before, Justin, he asked Barkley, he said, what was your grade point average and then at Auburn? He said, 20 points and 10 rebounds.
That's right.
I've not heard that. That's good.
Kenny the Jet.
Yeah, and he also said, you can't be 6'11 and be a power forward. He said, I don't care where they put Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett. They're not power forwards, and I'll slap the next one that says they are. Anyway, that was hilarious. All right, buddy.
That's good. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
The gospel according to